Thanks for spending time with us all on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. Robert Kirkwood and Peter Jacquet were more than just contemporaries serving in the Delaware Continental Regiment during the American Revolution. They were close battle buddies who fought alongside each other for nearly 8 years. To document their time together on and off the battlefield, Delaware Air National Guard and U.S. Air Force veteran Brigadier General Kennard Wiggins Jr. wrote Delaware Patriot Heroes. In this edition of History Matters, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon sits down with Brigadier General Wiggins for a closer look at the intertwined lives of Kirkwood and Jacquet.
Delaware Patriot Heroes is your ninth book, with more to come. So this isn't your first rodeo, but when did you realize you wanted to write this book and shine a light specifically on Robert Kirkwood and Peter Jacquet?
This actually wasn't my idea so much as I had been asked by the Peter Jacquet chapter of the Sons of the American Revolution to give a talk. And it was on an entirely different topic, but one of the fellows asked me, he said, "We don't have anything on the history of Peter Jacquet. We just have a couple of paragraphs. Do you know anything? Because I serve as the archivist and curator for the Delaware Military Museum." And so I did a little bit of, you know, minor research, just the sort of the low-hanging fruit, and put together a paper. And he asked me to give a talk on Peter Jacquet based on that paper, which I did. And that was sort of the germ of the idea. Later, that chapter became joined with the Robert Kirkwood chapter of the Sons of the American Revolution. So he said, could you do a talk about Robert Kirkwood and Peter Jacquet? You know, and so I did some research on those guys. And it just sort of evolved in the direction of a book that that really the chapter wanted to publish. And I was just trying to help him out. And so now we have the Delaware Patriot Heroes book, which is their title, by the way, not mine, but that's okay.
Well, let's take a closer look at Robert and Peter then. They each led their respective companies through 32 battles over roughly 8 years of war. So that's a lot of fighting.
Right.
But, you know, winding things back a little bit, do we have an idea or a sense of how Robert and Peter essentially got into the military? You know, did they, you know, what does or did that process look like for them back then? And if not them, if we're not exactly sure, you know, if you could give us a sense of what that process looked like overall.
Sure.
For the average soldier.
Yeah. Well, they, both of them joined Colonel Hazlitt's regiment in January of 1775. Both of these fellows, Kirkwood was the son of a prominent preacher, prominent family around Newark. Jacquet was the son of another prominent family. So they became officers. They became ensigns and lieutenants and so on. So they didn't enlist as enlisted men. They were officers going in. So they were kind of part of the elite when they joined.
Just dovetailing off what you just said, can you describe that relationship a little more for us? You know, how that bond kind of manifested itself on and off the battlefield, maybe what kind of men they were, what made them different, and again, how they leaned on each other and what really seems like the best of times and the worst of times.
Right. Well, when you go back through the historical record, you know, there's a thing called the Delaware Archives, which is about a 5-volume history of Delaware's participation. And it's filled with rosters of soldiers and expenses for, you know, food and cattle and horse feed. And it's often not very illuminating. There are some letters and orders, and you kind of have to piece it together. It's hard to get your arms around what the person was really like, because these are sort of official documents. Then you hear, you know, anecdotes from different folks. The record is a little bit spotty. Kirkwood wrote, so did Jacquet, so you get to know him a little bit that way. But after researching these guys over a period of time, you begin to get a sense of what you think they were like. And my impression of Kirkwood was he was charismatic. He was he made it up as he went along. He was a great innovator. He was a good guy, an idea guy. There's no description of him. There's no pictures of him, but I would have to say he must have been attractive. He must have been athletic. He must have been, you know, one of those guys that, you know, I like that guy. I want to follow that guy anywhere.
Yeah.
So I think that's the kind of fellow that Kirkwood is. Jacquet was a little different. He was sort of steady. He was the rock. He was the guy you wanted to depend on in a battle. You know, you wanted him next to you because he's not going to scare easy. He's not going to run away. He's going to stand there and face it. And he's a tough guy. He endured, well, they both endured a lot of hardships all through the war. But, you know, my sense is Kirkwood was kind of the glamour guy and Jacquet was the sort of the solid rock. And that's not exactly very scientific. It's sort of based on a lot of impressions over looking at a lot of research and hearing a lot of stories. You know, nobody actually described them in those terms, but I do, just from my impressions from researching these folks.
How would you characterize that? Would you characterize this like relationship as unusual, given like your experience and being a war historian?
No, I don't think it's unusual at all. Okay. In fact, in my experience, sort of the greater the hardship, the tighter the bond. Typically, you know, when you're under stress, you really need to rely on the guy next to you. And so that I'm sure that happened in the Revolution. It always happens. So it's almost universal, I think. And there's just no doubt in my mind about that.
Are there any other stories that stick out to you? Again, we're talking about a good period of time, not only when they obviously knew each other and had this relationship, but, you know, over this 8 years, you know, roughly 8 years of war. But what are some other stories that stand out to you? You know, what sticks out to you on that score from the book?
One of the things that sticks out is, you know, I like to stay in shape and I aim to get my 10,000 steps a day with my little gadget and do my walk every day and get my exercise. That's about 4 miles. And it's kind of hard to do oftentimes. I mean, it takes, you know, over an hour and, you know, it's probably more exercise than I need. But these guys, the Delaware Regiment, and Kirkwood records this in his diary, typically marched anywhere from 16 miles to 24 miles every day. Now, they've got a pack on their back with their bedroll and they're carrying a musket. They've got not much to eat. Their gear wore out. Some of them were barefoot. And they did this day after day after day. The hardships that they endured, just the physical hardships, were kind of hard to imagine, really. They're really difficult over really rough ground, through the thickets of the Carolinas and through the swamps and in the heat. The Carolinas were, especially in the summertime, were a very unhealthy place to be. There was a lot of disease. There were more casualties from disease than probably from combat during that southern campaign. So just the hardship of carrying on was very, very difficult. And so that's one of the things that struck me. Another thing that kind of struck me was their treatment after the war. They had been promised pay. They had been promised land after the war. They didn't get paid. And if they did, they got paid in Continentals, which were almost worthless. There had been inflation during the war. And so these folks, Jacquet came home to his farm. He had a farm outside of Wilmington along the Christiana River called Long Point. During the course of the war, it had not been tended. So the dikes broke, his land got flooded. His house was in disrepair. His crops were ruined. His animals were gone. This is what he came home to. He was a broken man. He had no money. He was in ill health, and he's got nothing at the end of the war. And he petitioned the state of Delaware for relief, and really didn't get any. Those are some, you know, these hardships were really quite remarkable that these guys endured, and both of them, to a greater or lesser extent.
You know, there's a lot to get from, I think, a book like this, whether it's the historical value and the personal value of Peter and Robert's story. But what do you hope people who give Delaware Patriot Heroes a read, you know, what do you hope they take away from it?
Well, you know, I think somewhere in the advertising blurbs, it says, you know, you may have driven down the Kirkwood Highway, but does anybody really know who Kirkwood is? And I think... I mean, I did as a kid because I grew up in Newark and I knew a little bit about Kirkwood, and but I really probably most people don't, and so if I can fill that hole, I think that's important, especially with the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence coming up. There's a thing called Delaware 250 that I'll put a plug in for. They're a big effort to celebrate, you know, throughout the state coming up in 2024. So I hope this is sort of timely and it you know, is part of that curriculum and helps to fill in folks' knowledge on the revolution itself and on these two folks in particular. I think it's important to know where we come from.
Thanks to Brigadier General Kennard Wiggins Jr. and our Kyle McKinnon for showing us why history matters this week.